What do you call a man with no shins?
Tony.
Roll credits.
Here we are, we're back once again. Another catch up of the weekend's action. And there was a lot went on. But yeah. I'm delighted to say I'm joined by a man who's not with me in the room, but he's with me on the internet. It's Connor Houston.
What I love being described as with you on the internet. In fact, that could be the new job title. But yes, how's it going? Lovely to see you. We had a great weekend in East Belfast.
East. Yeah, we did. It was great.
Lovely burger.
Checked out Wilger Park. I actually had never been. It's my first ever time there, and I absolutely loved it. Really cool wee ground. It also just to me it just like appears like you're just driving and there it is. Do you know what I mean? By the way, you're going to a stadium or a ground and like you can see it, you know, coming. You just drive there and it's just there. You know, I love that. It sort of dips into the. You know what I mean? Really nice vibe.
Good vibes. I before we probably talk about that and Saturday's other action, I think there's two things I want to do. One is I think it'd be good for you to tell everyone how you're doing and maybe what happened to you this morning.
I'm doing well. What? Oh, the mouse thing? I found a mouse in the garden. It was quite exciting. Sent you a photo, obviously. My son called him Mickey. Mickey's away home now, so you know, it was the dog that found him and then I had to shoo him on. But
so
it's not often you see a mouse in the garden.
Was Mickey in the house, do you think, or
no? I don't think so. I think the dog maybe just found him in the garden and then he kind of was in shock and hid behind a weed, and then I was just like, right, let's get you moving, Mickey.
And yeah, and there we go. And
sorted.
There was, I don't know if I told you this, on I found a what I can describe as a field mouse.
Yeah, well that I think that is the description needed.
I found one
a shrew, maybe
on the surely my knowledge of small rodents wouldn't be strong enough to identify a shrew, but I found a small rodent, a field mouse. Thanks for tuning in this week.
On this week's countryside,
I would
rodents,
love
rodents, and what are they?
I would love, because quite clearly, you're the front seat driver here. But I see my career in the media world of maybe I just pirouette into like some sort of country file show and do segments on.
When I said countryside, that's what I meant, country file. But we could be like that's BBC, isn't it? We could be like the ITV version, countryside.
Because we have so many things with ITV.
just rip it off, change the name.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of the way the world works, really.
Last week, we had a lot of fun with the Colin Coates thing. Really need we need a name for the game.
I forgot about the game, and you're obviously going to come at me again. And
I am.
Like, I mean, it was so annoying because it was so easy, and I could not do it. Maybe I just can't do those games.
Well, we're back again this week, with who's that? I'm going to call it maybe who's that guy? Who's that guy? Question mark. I can imagine if this becomes a big thing, would love feedback on who's that guy, but I will make a bit of music for who's that guy. So are you ready for this week? I honestly can't hear you. John's mic has John's Axum mic issues.
Sorry, Mike just does weird things. And this was a microphone.
You know, I call this Who's That Guy?
No, I was saying when the mic decided to be annoying, I was saying call it Where's Waffle? You know,
No.
like Where's Waldo, but Where's Waffle?
Oh, okay. Well, let us know. I prefer Who's That Guy? Your mic's gone again. It's gonna be a very short episode of Who's That Guy
Who's
today.
that guy today? We're back. Hello. I was just saying, I was doing like an intro for Who's That Guy. Want me to do it again? Who's that
A real insight
Insight
into.
I think I'll leave maybe that with you to get a wee jingle for that.
We'll see.
We'll
Work in
see.
progress
I
to get
was kind of a
that.
cappella, but you know, you probably don't
So,
want that.
last week we had Colin Coates. This week,
People think you're talking about a guest.
this is a player who has played for Glentoran, who has played for Dungannon, who has played for Newcastle, and who has played for England under 20s.
County Down, Newcastle or Newcastle
No,
United?
Newcastle, Newcastle. Newcastle, Newcastle.
And under 20s, right?
I think, I'll be honest,
He's English then.
this one I was like, whoa, shocked.
I can't even think of one English player. That's where my head's at. So I'm not. I feel like we should phone someone and ask
So,
them.
let me give you an angle
Right.
here.
There's somebody you could phone right now and ask that question.
You probably call Rodney. I think, let me give you a clue
Okay.
that they are a current Dungannon player.
Oh. What English players played for Duncan? Dean Curry. No, mean, is this gonna be unexpected? Like am I gonna be like I did how is this gonna happen?
I think it becomes unexpected because they featured for England under 20s,
Okay.
but then maybe put again, then went on and played for another nation or represented another country, which was the same.
Oh, is it Gail Bigger Mama?
It is. I didn't know you'd guess until the
Hey.
end of the show, but it is. It's not so interesting.
Yeah, that is actually. Yeah. And do you know how I got it? Because you said to play for another nation and I know he's an international. So
Yeah.
that's you helped me there, thank you.
He has
So,
two
oh.
caps for England under 20s in 2013. I think that's really cool.
Oh, that is cool.
So yeah. Anyway, we were at Dundella for Ards nil on Saturday. To be honest, I didn't think it was like as one-way traffic in the first half as we expected, but then in the second half, yeah, that Dundella team looked pretty tasty.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't really seem to click in the first half. They got the goal, but Ards looked reasonably threatening. Probably the keeper probably had an easy enough time, but you know, you thought there was something there maybe in the first half for Ards, but the second half was like no, it was like they completely lost it, and Dundella just took advantage. Also, I think it was the second goal, or the third goal was an absolute peach,
Oh yeah.
top corner.
Mark Patton.
And yeah, absolutely brilliant. So yeah, really enjoyed it. As for Ards, difficult times. I mean, this is the Ards team that knocked the Irish cup holders out of the competition this season, and you know, the league form's just not there for them. They could be, well, I mean, they could be in some sort of trouble, I suppose, in terms of like a playoff or something, but it's just not looking
Yeah,
particularly fun for them, is it?
between them and Dargaville, certainly. I don't know what'll
Yeah.
happen there, but we'll see. We'll see. There was a lot of action elsewhere on Saturday.
Oh yeah, Irish Cup day. Well, Irish Cup weekend. I mean, it started Friday night. Poured down Cliftonville. No shock. Poured down big final coming this Sunday.
which I'm very excited about. But they lost 2-0 to Cliftonville. Saturday, two games, Larne and Glentoran. Larne and Glentoran both won. Two more championship teams out of the competition. And then it was over to Institute. Could they cause the shock of the round? They welcomed Linfield to the Brandywell. And no, they couldn't. Linfield, 3-1 winners there. So, yeah, I mean, it. Like somebody said to me, it was 7,000 to 1 for all of
I think
the
it was.
championship.
Was it not more than that?
Or maybe more than that for all the championship sides to
Who
win.
said it?
Somebody. You don't know him.
All right.
Who's that guy? So yeah.
It does. It's exciting that ahead of us we have, I think, four of the top, the strongest teams in the league ahead. We're
Breaking
talking about.
maybe for your ears, maybe. Glentoran v Linfield on Friday's 29th of March, 7:45, the Oval.
Yeah.
30th of March, Saturday, 5:30, Cliftonville v Larne at Windsor Park. So two great games. I honestly aim to be at both,
I love it.
but you never really know. What about yourself?
I think, yeah, I
What's
was,
up, Simon?
I don't know if we lost each other there in the midst of that, which is funny. But I think that they will be two exciting games for the neutral, even. You've got
Oh,
four
yeah.
off. Like, am I gonna say we've got four off the four best teams in the country? Will you
Yeah,
allow me
no,
saying that?
absolutely.
That I think that's, listen, we all love, like, I love seeing Portadown on Saturday or Sunday, and I'll be wishing Portadown the best, because like what an upset that would be. But at the same time, the way that this season's going, certainly three of those teams in Cliftonville, Linfield and Larne have been outstanding. There is obviously the potential that one of them will not win anything this year, even though they've had an incredible year. So maybe two of them won't win anything. I don't know. So it is exciting. I think I love that it's at the Oval. I just think that shakes it all up, because there was the debate you and I and everyone was having, which was, is it going to be played at Windsor? Is it going to be played at Ravenhill? Love the Ravenhill suggestion. I'm all for
I personally, yeah, we should talk about that. I love that idea. I know there was, I feel like people got very caught up in like how will it work sort of thing, rather than thinking actually that's maybe a sensible suggestion. I mean, I
it.
feel like Glentoran wouldn't suggest it if they didn't think it was viable. Like they're not just going to turn around and say yes, we'll play it here, even though we know we can't. If that makes sense. So I liked it. I thought it would have been cool. Also, like, isn't it 9,000 standing seats? Or have I made that figure
Seat.
up? There's more
Yeah.
standing seats. Sorry, there's more like standing than sitting at Ravenhill, isn't that right?
Yeah. So it's kind of like seats. Say if you imagine there's no real that there's not really any Irish League grounds like it. It's nearly like Dungannon. Do you know the way you would have the seats, but then in front of the seats you have like steps that go down?
Yeah.
So you could kind of sit. And if you sit, you look over the people who are standing, but the people who are standing are tiered as well.
What's
Yeah,
that?
I think it would have been like, it would have been just so interesting and weird.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was impossible. I think it probably
I
came
know.
down to finances, like why the IFA would have taken it there, even though like they've got Windsor that they
Yeah.
own, I
I
guess. I
think
don't know.
yeah, they would have been forking out to like mark out a pitch whenever they have pitches that the game could be played on. So it like it wouldn't make sense in that sense. But it would have been like just nice to see that sort of difference and see so many people standing, how it affects the atmosphere, all that kind of stuff. Like I think probably more so from the neutral perspective, people were thinking cool. But if you were a Linfield or even Glentoran fan, you're probably thinking this is a bit weird.
I think that it see since 2020, and I can't just because like can't remember before, but not to the same extent. But I think since 2020 and the semi-finals have got a lot more exciting. Like that weekend, that Irish Cup semi-final weekend is a really, it's a great one. And I think this year again we have two really exciting semi-finals that could go either way. Like we could talk about favorites, and I think that you can make an argument either way for anyone to be in the final and for anyone to win this. I think also they're meeting now at the end of this month. The final won't be until the first weekend of May. There's between that semi-final and the final, there's so much football to be played that, yeah, I just don't know. Like, it's not going to be the same team. Do you know what I mean? Like, say if Lauren go on and win the league, which a lot of people are thinking that they will, then they're in the form of winning. If Linfield get pipped on the last day or whatever like that, they're going to be in a last minute. It's just
No, I
psychology.
mean, like,
Stop it.
the split will have such a huge effect probably on that final. Like, now that you know who, will be involved.
Who do you reckon? Who do you reckon?
Do I reckon wins it or the
Who do you
final is?
reckon? Give me final.
I think it'll be gonna yeah, I'm gonna go Cliftonville Linfield.
That would be some final as well.
Yeah, oh definitely.
Another final for
Easier.
Linfield. We're back to league action this week, but there's also a big final happening on Sunday.
Oh, there is, yeah. I'm heading to it.
Oh,
I
there is.
cannot wait. It's gonna be huge. Linfield, Portadown, gonna be absolutely massive. Big crowds already expected. Tickets, a lot of tickets sold. Really great, like, work from like that's all the constant like reminders and all the promo leading up to it. It's been great to watch and see, and credit to all the guys there. It's awesome. And yeah, cannot wait to be there. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how, may I say I don't know how it's gonna go. I mean, it'd be a shock. I think you mentioned earlier, if it's anything other than like Linfield lifting the trophy. But listen, it's a final. It's all about on the day, and the it's one game. I mean, Portadown worked so hard to get there. They beat think they beat Crusaders in the quarterfinal, beat Glenelg in the semi-final. That's hard going. Two Premiership sides, and facing a third now. And listen, it's 90 minutes. Well, at least 90 minutes. They'll put their heart and soul into it. I feel like they rested probably a few players on Friday night. With that in mind,
I think
my
I heard
expert,
Chris Rogers got injured.
it's never good news.
My friend.
But yeah, no, you think you went to school or something, didn't you? Something. But
But do you know what? To me, get what you're saying. Well, on paper, it's Linfield's. Like it Linfield are the better team than Phil. In so many ways, it like Linfield shouldn't have a bother. But that's what, like, I think that literally in itself is Niall Curry's team talk is like, no one is expecting anything here. Like, we are delighted to be here. If you'd said to me at the start of the season, oh, the League Cup final will be Linfield and Portadown, like, it's a surprise. I would love nothing more. Think of what that poor club has been through over the last 10, 15 years. I would love nothing more for the sake of their fans to get a win. And I think look at Dungannon, look at how they have gone and caused the Blues a bit of a problem at Windsor this year and other teams. That's how they have to go about it. If I was Niall, I'd be on the phone to Rodney this week and,
You're
be
really on the phone to Robbie a lot this week.
Rodney, if you're listening, call me.
Yeah, I think the other thing as well for Portadown, like what you said about like no pressure. Think of the championship title race right at the minute, and Portadown are right in the middle of it. Like, that's pressure in itself. They're getting a week off from that. They're getting to go and play in a big final for a trophy. They're and as you say, like, nothing to lose, essentially nothing to lose. Nobody's expecting really them to win it, so yeah, it's almost like a pressure-free final, which is a weird thing to say, but that's how I kind of view it.
No, fair. Fair. I like it. What is your prediction? What do you think is going to happen?
Honestly, I think it'll be maybe like 2-1 Linfield. I think Portadown will get a goal. Certainly hope so. Yeah, I mean, again, I'm a neutral. Be nice to see Portadown win it because it's not what's expected. But yeah, I do think Linfield just have too much.
Yeah. No, I do think you're right. I do think it'll be tight though. Like that Portadown team, we know a lot of the names. They obviously were in the league not too long ago, but they're kind of made up of a lot of very good ex-league players. Linfield or sorry, what I'm just briefly looking at is I had a thought that Linfield have been very, very successful in this competition the last number of years. So they won it last year.
Big
They
core
won
end.
it in 2019. Oh
Was that
wait.
the we were pictured behind them?
That was
Fingers
Linfield
up.
won Ballymena nil. Then of course in 2020 we didn't have it because of the pandemic.
Oh, yes.
Then 2022
Core end there, I think.
Was the 4-3.
Oh, right,
You
okay.
remember Tom
Was it
scored?
2021 core end more? I don't know.
And then last year was Linfield 2, Corian nil.
Remember the fourth one? It was mad. Or
Which is mad.
three, four, or three, what? Four, three,
Portadown have
four.
actually have won it twice. And Linfield have won it 11 times. So can they make it 12? Are we going to see 12? Graffitied all over Belfast come Monday.
The 11th, 12 and the 11th.
Prove me wrong. Also a bit of league action. We'll be briefly talk about that and then
Yes. Yeah, I'll maybe get you to do some predictions. You can get me to do some. So I'm going to hit you straight off the bat.
hit me.
Crusaders visit the Ballymena Showgrounds. What will the score be?
Let me just compose myself. I could. This is just the interesting thing. Like, I think Ballymena need to get wins. And the last few times I've seen the Crews, I do think the foot's off the pedal a wee bit. The news that Baxter's leaving, the news that Heats is away, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm sure down the line we'll probably talk more about the Crews, but I do think that there will be other news that will come out of retirements or moves that are made or like the end of contracts. So that doesn't bear any relevance to Saturday, but I think over the last number of years, found it tricky enough, Ballymena. Ballymena have got to try and score and got to get some points on the board. Yeah, they're leaving it late, but I think I'll just go draw. Sorry, that was long-winded, but I'll just go for a
I
draw.
like it. I like long-winded.
What about Carrick Newry?
This, I mean, you've already won at the Lochlea Leisure Arena this year. We were at it, if you remember. It was a bit of a shock. We were thinking, wow. Newry, since then, well, not since
Yeah.
then, but more recently, things haven't really been going very well for Newry. I think Carrick, in terms of Carrick's home form this season, it's not been great. It's been a little bit of a roller coaster. But I think Saturday, I think Carrick will be okay. I think they'll win this maybe 2-1.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, we have quite a tricky test for Lorne. They go to Coleraine. What do you think?
I think that is an interesting, a really interesting. Like, I'm pickled because Corian can prove a bit of a match, I think, for Lorne. The last two times that they've played, that Lorne have played at, or sorry, the last three times Lorne have played at Corian, they haven't won. Two draws and a Corian win. So, yeah. I mean, this Lorne team are ridiculously good. Ridiculously good. The form that they are on is very hot. They don't concede too many. But we are seeing a completely new Corian, I think. Jamie McGonigal, player of the month. So yeah, it's they are turning a bit of a corner. They've won back to back games for the first time since I think November. let's be fair, if we look at the table, a win for Corian would really open up the top of that table again, between Larne and Linfield. Probably just say draw.
Well, I love the explanation. Where are you taking me?
Glenavon, Dungannon.
Ooh, this, I think this will be fun. I think this will be a good game. Glenavon got a really good result last night against the Glens, 0-0. I mean, that's
Yeah. Also, where, like, I had no idea that game was on.
yeah, it's like a rescheduled from like match day 26 or something. They
Because
just got
I was at
flooded
the
in there,
cinema.
but.
I was at the cinema, and at the end of the film, I looked at my phone and I saw Glentoran or Glenavon nil Glentoran nil. I was like, is this a friendly? I had no idea.
Yeah, there was two bits in the full league action last night, and it was Glenavon nil, Glentoran nil, Derby nil, and
Paul
Ballymallard
Mallard, man.
nil. So, not an exciting night for local football. But yeah, anyway, back to this game. What's it going to be? I think goals galore, two each.
Okay.
And then I'm going to take you to the Oval.
Oh.
Corn Loughgall, who lost heavily there earlier this season.
Yeah, that was 6-0 back in October, when I think we all were like, oh, the wheel has burst on Loughgall. More recently, Loughgall 2 points from the last 15, which is not the form we saw them on before. I'm really surprised by that Glen score against Glenavon. I think equally because I didn't know the game was going on, but it just was a
A
surprise.
lot of surprise.
I wouldn't be surprised whatsoever with a comfortable enough Glentoran win. Knowing, I suppose, for the Glens, they're going to finish fourth, more than likely fourth or fifth. All their eggs are in the Irish Cup right now. Let's see where that takes them. But unlike Linfield, whose focus has to be, well, focuses on now in the League Cup, then they'll be focusing back on Larne in the league, then ahead to Glentoran. I think the Glens are in a much, I'm gonna say a much better place. Obviously, they'd rather be in those cup finals and stuff, but their sole focus is that Friday night. Like, that's like for Warren and them, the 29th of March is in the diary.
Yep,
So
100%.
yeah, I honestly just think a very routine win. Loughgall have done super, super well. I don't think that they'll finish higher than eighth probably now. But we'll see. We've all been wrong about Loughgall.
Yeah,
And let's just
oh,
keep it
absolutely.
going.
They've been good in general. I think it.
Anyway.
Think that's us. Well, we'll reveal our player now. It was Gio Vigirimana. But yeah, maybe if you remind me, I'll maybe think of one for next week. I'll
No,
try to be very obscure.
I like
Who's that?
doing it. Who's that guy?
Oh, okay, sorry.
You can do something else.
Play games with you. I'll think of something else. I'll call it Connor Can't Play.
That's because it's for the listeners.
Yeah, any Connor. If your name's Connor, you can't play. No Connors allowed.
Well, enjoy the weekend's action, and we'll speak to you soon.
See you soon. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Shout out to Andrew Davey.
Hello to everyone from Aware NI. We're the Depression Charity for Northern Ireland, and the Waffle has kindly asked us to share some information about the services that we offer. Our 25 support groups offer regular support for individuals experiencing mental health issues. We also offer a range of mental health and wellbeing programs to individuals and organizations throughout the country. And if you'd like to get involved in one of our fundraising events, then there are plenty of those to choose from. So if you need some help and support with your mental health, visit www.aware-ni.org for full details of how we can help. Thank you.